Hi, it's Robin Sharma, and welcome to Daily Mastery. This is my short form podcast where I'll walk you through the insights, methodologies, and tactics that I've shared with many of the world's most successful people as their mentor, including celebrity billionaires, NBA superstars, world-class artists, and global humanitarians. I hope you find great value in today's episode. What is the value of a life of success without an experience of soulfulness? Soulfulness is while you're building your business or while you're building your empires of creativity and productivity, while you're building your fortune, while you're doing amazing things with your family, while you're releasing your magic into the world, you also are living with a sense of magic. And that's about soulfulness. Taking the time while the rest of the world is asleep, maybe at 5 a.m., drinking a cup of coffee, while feeling the solitude. Maybe you're sitting in front of a roaring fire. Maybe you're drinking your coffee and you're just savoring the stillness. Maybe you watch the sun come up before your day at the office and you just notice the way the light falls through a window in your home. Living with soulfulness is maybe in the evening, having a simple meal that you have made with love for your family and just eating it and laughing, enjoying the food and noticing the moment. Soulfulness could be a long walk in nature every day at the end of your workday. If you've been following my teachings and you've been mentored by me over the years, you know about my second wind workout. If you believe exercise fundamentally changes your cognition, it lifts your energy, grows your metabolic rate, allows your performance to skyrocket, then why would you only do one workout at 5 a.m.? Do a second wind workout. And one of the best ways to do that second wind workout, so you get that second wind of focus, energy, discipline, happiness, is a nature walk. And that's a great way to build soulfulness. In my own life, for most days over my adult life, I've been taking at least a 60-minute solo nature walk or a 60-minute solitary mountain bike ride. And it's so soulful. I smell the air. I mean, last night after my family went to sleep, I went out alone and I walked for 90 minutes and I looked up at the stars. You know, if the stars only came out once every 1,000 years, you would behold them with great joy and magic in your heart. But the things that we take for granted, we take for granted. And so soulfulness is just, you know, looking for magic in the simplest things. It might be, you know, the way the air smells in the autumn if you live in a country where there are seasons. It could be a book or a piece of poetry or writing in your journal, or it could be laughing with your best friend who has been your best friend for the past 10 or 15 or 20 years, or it could be hanging out with an elder and just listening to the glory of their stories about a life well lived, which isn't linear. You don't always get your time in the summer at the mountaintop. A well-lived life is a life that has seasons in the summertime and sunshine and seasons in the wintertime. And it's, you know, that's what's a great life. If you risk, you're going to get hurt. But that's, you know, that's the way you live if you're serious about being a legend. Hi, it's Robin Sharma. I hope you've received strong value from today's episode. I encourage you to read my latest book, The Everyday Hero Manifesto, which is helping people from right across the world live soaring lives. If you'd like to go into further learning, you can head over to robinsharma.com, where you can download my free ebook, The World Changers Manifesto. And when you do that, you'll also get full access to the Everyday Hero Training Formula, which is a complete system to help you upgrade your productivity, positivity, impact, and the quality of your life. Have an outstanding day.